Hi, this is a dictation for patient Wayne Wright, W-A-Y-N-E-W-R-I-G-H-T. Date of birth is 12/6/1957. Date of accident is 3/10/2025. The patient allegedly was involved in an automobile accident on 3/10/2025 as a front seat passenger. In a lift car. The patient report that both the cars were stuck into each other and the other car They were hit on the right side of the back by a Dodge Ram. At an intersection, the impact caused him pain in the headache with the dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, blurred vision, spots in the vision, as well as anxiety, depression, panic, sleep problems, weakness, lightheadedness. The patient also started having pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, pain in the right hip, right knee, left ankle and foot, as well as both sides of the neck. Headaches continued. Currently, patient reports that his pains have not got better. In fact, he fell down after his knee gave out last week and he landed on the shoulder on the right and the right knee while stepping up. Currently, so he was seen at Nova Health, which did some x-rays and medications for him. And the patient report that he cannot tolerate Tylenol with codeine. His eyes get swollen and stomach cramps. He report that his pain is improved by Percocets, which helps him in bearing with the pain. Pain level, patient reports is 8 overall. ADLs are affected 8. 40% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL, system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination blood pressure is 169/108, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 7/16/2025, dictation number 0802-026. The plan will be to provide the medications Celebrex 200 mg a day for stomach, for anti-inflammatory, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 mg at night for pain relief, GAD disorder, Lunesta 1 mg for sleep, and Lidoprovine for topical pain relief. Percocet 10/325, one pill a day was provided for 15 days, 15 tablets. Knee brace was provided for the right knee, cane was provided. Physical therapy continues 3 times a week for the neck, mid-back, lower back, right shoulder, right knee, right hip. Patient is being referred to a podiatrist for his management of his foot pain and evaluation. He remains disabled for work, also replacement and transportation. His maps have been reviewed, new legs were ordered, and patient is otherwise found to be in compliance. The MRIs were reviewed at length. The patient is found to have involvement of C2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and T1 disc, as well as T9, 10, 11, and 12 disc. And in the lumbar region, patient has involvement of L1, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1 disc. He has been informed that he'll benefit from injections to the epidural injections in the each areas. He also has a facet hypertrophy at C3, 4, C6, 7 that could take additional injections. As well as L1, L2 to L5, S1. That will be considered later. Patient has not made up his mind. He'll decide next week. If you provide the consent, we'll be more than happy to help him out with injection treatments. That will be next in line. Physical therapy has been continuing for the last 4 months. The patient reports 40% relief. Thank you. Have you seen in 15 days?